This is Pontech News for Tuesday, October 10th, 2006. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly. On today's podcast, the lowdown on movie downloads. Every day, it seems, another company is getting into the movie download space. And yet, there seems to be a lack of widespread adoption of the format by both movie studios and the consumer. The challenges lie in speeds of downloading a full-length movie over traditional servers, copyright security, and allowing the download to be burned onto a DVD and played on a variety of players, just like a store-bought DVD, and the giant retailers who don't want to disturb their current business models where they currently account for the majority of movie DVD sales, and Hollywood's need for those DVD sales to contribute to a significant portion of a studio's profits. Joining me to discuss all this are my two guests, Brian Taptich, Vice President of Business Development for BitTorrent.com. BitTorrent is in the process of developing their own online movie download retail site to debut sometime in Q4 of this year, and they believe the peer-to-peer distribution of content is the solution to moving large files across the internet to a great number of users in a speedy fashion. Also joining me is Robert Greenwald, producer, director, and political activist. Greenwald is the director-producer of Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price, Outfoxed, Robert Murdoch's War on Journalism, and other films. His work has garnered 25 Emmy nominations, 4 Cable Ace Award nominations, 2 Golden Globe nominations, the Peabody Award, the Robert Wood Johnson Award, and 8 Awards of Excellence from the Film Advisory Board. Gentlemen, welcome to you both. Brian, let's begin with you. Do you think Hollywood has adopted this format widely?
I think that Hollywood is on its way to adopting this format widely. It's going to be a slow process because they have an existing $5 billion a year DVD business that sort of risks getting cannibalized. And that sort of channel conflict is always really, really difficult to manage. Channel conflict is difficult to manage before you even start talking about all the technical challenges around digital delivery of long-form content. Hollywood is smart. The studios are very smart. They're sort of dipping their toe in currently and will commit to it as the business reasons make sense to.
What do you think the technical challenges are for the studios in adopting this technology more widely?
The challenge is in the distribution of the content. So it's just really, really hard currently, given the way networks, the internet works, to get a 2-hour high-quality feature-length film to users in a time frame that makes sense.
And what is happening right now to address that challenge?
Well, I think what you're seeing is that people are realizing that traditional client-server architectures don't work for getting lots of people very long content at the same time. What people are realizing is that peer-assisted architectures are sort of the only way to go, BitTorrent being an example of that. And whether it's something you're building yourself or you're adopting the BitTorrent standard, that's long-term, the only viable way to make this business work.
But are there also some partners of Hollywood that are maybe making it a little more difficult for them to adopt this format more widespread?
There's channel conflict. I can't speak to whether the Walmarts and Best Buys of the world are proactively trying to inhibit the studio's ability to attack the digital distribution market. But what I know is that if I were on the other side of the table and I were a studio executive, I wouldn't be very inclined to be aggressive when I know this is a business that my retail channel partners care a lot about. You know, when you're selling $5 billion worth of product through a handful of partners, retail stores, whether it's, you know, Walmart or Best Buy or Target or whomever else, you're not inclined to do things that are going to make that channel angry. What I can say is that I think it makes business sense to try and manage those relationships as delicately as possible. You know, the numbers that are bandied about is that DVDs are the revenue-generating engine for the studios at this point, above and beyond theatrical release, above and beyond pay TV or any of the other windows.
I would think that Hollywood would see a lot of cost-saving appeal to movie downloads.
Oh, absolutely. The margin on digital download of content is significantly better than the margin on physical good distribution of content. There's less cost associated with the digital distribution of content, so therefore there's more per unit profit. The issue isn't so much which margin is better. The issue is which is contributing more top-line revenue to my P&L. And digital distribution wins ultimately. I think there's no question about it. I think anybody you ask, whether they're on a retail side or on the studio side, or a digital distributor like BitTorrent, would universally agrees that in a number of years, pick a number, maybe it's 5, maybe it's 10, maybe it's 20, digital distribution will win out over physical goods distribution. It's just a more efficient way of getting the content from point A to point B. There are a couple of problems that need to be solved in the meantime. One is, how do you get it to people in a way that makes sense? And the second is, how do you let people use it in a way that they're accustomed to? So one of the benefits of physical good DVD distribution is you now have this DVD that is portable across all your DVD players. One of the ways in which the studios seem to be managing their channel conflict is restricting the portability of the digitally distributed file such that it's just not as useful to users as a DVD I might buy at Walmart. I think that'll change over time. The gating item there is going to be the security technology. So when are we going to be able to burn a digital file securely onto a DVD? That's a very important inflection point, and I think that's really the point at which this market is going to take off.
So that is, in essence, the question, what are the consumer impediments to their widespread usage of movie downloads?
There is a lot of movie downloads going on right now. Unfortunately, the vast majority are sort of pirated and copyright infringing. And the MPAA estimates, you know, that there are somewhere between 600 and 700,000 movies a day exchanged in the BitTorrent ecosystem. None of those is being exchanged by BitTorrent Incorporated, but they're using the technology because it's such a powerful tool. So there is an appetite for the digital consumption of this content. You know, the consumer value proposition for paying $20 to download a digital file, it's not clear that that's worth it vis-a-vis going to Blockbuster and renting a movie or going to Walmart and buying a DVD because of, you know, the price points are fairly high, the experience is still a little bit variable, and the portability of that file is pretty restricted. So unlike a DVD, which you can play in any DVD player, you know, in most cases, these digital files you're downloading, you can only play in one or two places. You know, this is, again, this is the gating item for this market. It's the DRM and it's the security. What BitTorrent, the technology, has prompted is the ability to quickly and efficiently distribute large digital files. So suddenly, movies are now exposed to broad distribution via the internet. Unfortunately, the digital rights management and security technologies hasn't caught up with the elegance of the BitTorrent protocol, so there's no solution out there currently that provides the same sort of portability for these digitally exchanged files as, you know, going to your Walmart or your Blockbuster and getting a DVD from there.
What needs to happen in order for that to occur?
I think there need to be open standards. On the digital rights management side, there needs to be, you know, currently you kind of have two options. One is Windows DRM and one is Apple's solution. And unfortunately, both is proprietary and neither works across multiple platforms. And both are extremely PC-centric. What needs to happen is that someone in the secured computing or a collection of people in the secured computing universe, you know, need to create standards that play across multiple platforms and provide consumers the portability that they want.
I would figure that that's an emerging business model.
It is an emerging business model. It's also a very tough road to hoe because given the names we just talked about, Microsoft and Apple, they're very big and very invested companies who are very focused on the space. It's not always clear that either of those companies is doing what's in the best interest of the consumer, unfortunately. The hope is, though, that there is both a consumer and a business reason for the standards to open up more broadly. In the case of online video and the digital distribution of studio content, the challenge is that there are lots of moving parts and there are lots of constituents in the discussion around secured computing and in the distribution of Hollywood content. And you know, the challenge is going to be, you know, both creating a technical solution that's compatible across multiple platforms that are outside of your control, and also getting all of the studios comfortable with what it is you've solved. So while I agree with you that somebody could come out of the blue and solve that problem, it's a big problem to solve.
Can you give me an idea in terms of how much faster a peer-to-peer setup will download a movie compared to regular download?
The cop-out answer is it depends. And you're really asking two questions, which is how long is it before I get to actually start watching this my content, and how long is it before I have all of my content? The first speaks to, all right, you know, when I click on a file, how long does it take before the file actually starts playing? And what, though BitTorrent has historically been a download-only technology, the development that we've done on it has transformed it into really a video-on-demand technology, such that when you click on a file, you're instantly able to start watching whatever it is you're downloading. And the second part of your question is, how long does it take to download the entire file vis-a-vis, you know, traditional client-server streaming? And the answer is really, at a minimum, it will take the same amount of time. And if lots of people want the same file at the same time, it will be significantly faster.
Cinema Now did just come out with a same-day download of a DVD as the day the DVD is released to the public. Do you think that that is part of the answer, that movie downloads need to be available on your computer the same day that they're available in a marketplace?
Absolutely. I mean, what we know is that DVD sales, just like theatrical release, all happen, you know, in the first handful of days and weeks that a file is made available. So if digital distribution isn't granted the same timing as physical good distribution, it's never going to have a chance to be as successful.
So what can you tell me about BitTorrent? How is it going to address the portability issues and library of content that was going to stand alone among its peers?
We're going to be able to more efficiently deliver that content, which gives us the opportunity to have a deeper catalog than people using traditional client-server technologies. I think there is a second differentiator, which is very important for BitTorrent.com, which is going to be giving people the option to publish their content using our technologies.
Robert Greenwald, let's bring you into the conversation now. You've produced a movie, Walmart, The High Cost of Low Prices, so you know a lot about the company. How has the retailer impacted the movie industry?
Walmart has used its muscle and created a stranglehold, a death grip, on many of the studios' distributions of DVDs, in the sense that they are such a big buyer, they are helping to make decisions about pricing of DVDs, about when DVDs are sold, about how DVDs are sold. And some studios are therefore making decisions about which movies to make based on their ability to sell large numbers of DVDs at places like Walmart. I certainly would encourage you to speak to studio executives who for sure have told me personally that they would like to throttle the leadership down in Bentonville. But I don't imagine they're able to go on the record about that, at least not until downloads totally drives Walmart out of the DVD business. I don't have the responsibility or the knowledge of running a studio, but I can certainly speak for our alternative distribution model, and that is there's a huge audience available online. There's a huge audience that's quickly going to be available to download, and I can't imagine that even the greedy forces at Walmart are going to be able to hold that back for very long. What they certainly have done in our case is they just refuse to carry the films. They've refused to carry the Walmart film, although many of our supporters have gone and put it on the shelves at Walmart around the country because we have people in the stores who are very supportive, and they're refusing to carry Iraq for Sale. So what they have done in my case, and it's certainly small potatoes, has been to blacklist. I can tell you that I did lose a major financial sponsor of the Walmart movie, who is a person who has a film company and was fearful that Walmart would not take any of his films if he financially participated in helping the Walmart movie come to be.
So what is at stake for Walmart with movie downloads?
From what I read, there's certainly a battle brewing, because of the downloads will inevitably sap a lot of income away from Walmart. And it's not just the income of buying the DVDs, by the way. It's the income of the customer that comes to the store to buy the DVDs, who then buys other purchases. So certainly from what I've read, and it makes sense, they are resisting tooth and nail many of the innovative technological experiments. But just like they failed when they tried to have their own DVD distribution system to compete with Netflix, they will fail fighting the technology. They can't, even they can't stop it. So I look forward to the day when they will have little or no influence over the decision-making and the distribution of films.
But then why doesn't Walmart create their own download service?
Walmart's in the business of cornering markets and driving middlemen out of business. That's what they do. I don't know that they've got the smarts or the speed or the chutzpah to develop a download system, but I'm sure that they are, and I guess there were reports that they are in negotiations or discussions about partnering with I think it was Apple, in terms of some downloading. We know that the music industry tried to stop technology. It was a huge failure. And I believe the studios have learned from that experience. And also, technology is at a new place, is even a radically new place now where it was 6 months ago. So I'm certain that there are very smart, experienced, and tough folks around the film world figuring out how to get the films to the consumer and not to let Walmart continue to put a gun to their head. Unfortunately, their business practices are really quite horrific and have taken a terrible, terrible toll on people all across the country. Again, I try to be careful because people who run studios have enormous pressures and knowledge and issues that I'm not aware of. But from my perspective, as both a creator of this alternative distribution, which has been very successful in a very short period of time, and somebody who loves seeing films and making films, there's no question that we cannot and should not stop the technology. The technology is a friend, whether it was television or VHS or DVD or now the internet and downloading. It constantly keeps amazing us that people find different ways to get stories out, different ways to see the films that we make. And even as powerful a Goliath as Walmart will not be able to stop this from happening. I'm certain of that.
You have independently distributed movies free from Walmart's restrictions and Hollywood's, and done so very effectively. Why isn't Hollywood taking notice?
Well, I think that people have taken notice of it. It's a little bit different because our distribution platform is not focused on monetizing every sale. It's focused on social change. So we will do, with Iraq for Sale coming up, for example, we will have thousands of house parties, literally thousands. But each house party, we only sell one DVD. And the rest of the 30, 40, we average 71 people at each house party for the Walmart movie. So that's a model to reach lots of people, but it's not a model that the for-profit world can emulate because they have a different set of pressures than we have. Our pressure is to change the world. Their pressure is, you know, they have to make as much money for the stockholder as possible. Having said that, however, I think that you will see different inventive studios trying different ways to use this aspects of this distribution and yet still serve their need, which is profit.
And Robert, we'll give you the final word in today's podcast.
Maybe another aspect of this, just in terms of the power, is that with Iraq for Sale, we took a Halliburton ad, one of their ads, we revoiced it, so we wound up advocating our point of view, which is that Halliburton is a war profiteer. We sent it out with $0 invested, and in 3 days, I think 75,000 people had seen it on YouTube. I mean, that's phenomenal. And that, to me, is the future that is incredibly exciting and has me awake at 4 o'clock in the morning figuring out how do we utilize and make that our friend in the films that I'm doing, both commercially and also the social change film.
My thanks to my guest today, Robert Greenwald, independent filmmaker, director, and producer, who has a new film now in release called Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers. You can learn more about that at iraqforsale.org. And Brian Taptich, Vice President of Business Development for BitTorrent.com. Thank you to you both. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly for Podtech News.